Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Southern Cross is back for the year, and today I am talking to AUT Pacific Media Centre's director, Professor David Robbie, and our new Pacific Media Watch editor, Michael Andrew. How are you guys going?
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Very good.
You're very good. It's good to be back, and good to have you here first time, Michael, which is exciting.
Thanks very much.
So great to have you back with us, and the big issue, of course, we've been covering a lot here at BFM, and I'm sure you have as well, the Christchurch terror attack and the repercussions in New Zealand, the Pacific and the world. The Pacific Media Centre team has been pretty involved in covering the event since Friday the 15th, both from a news perspective and also personally being involved in many of the vigils. So David, one of the ironies is that the Muslim community have been largely invisible prior to this tragedy. What has been the responsibility and challenges facing the media?
Well, I think, you know, one of the big questions now is, I mean, it's been fantastic, the coverage over the last week of the media generally, and Muslim stories being told, and that community in so many respects is actually sort of, the compassion and support right through the country has certainly been reflected in the media. But there are fundamental questions that have actually come up for news media and how it covers tragedies such as this, and basically about the terrorist and the how much to what degree you give oxygen for the hateful ideas and the ideology that that terrorist has, and about how the media actually sort of is going to go on from here and providing really, really good coverage of our minority communities, particularly the Muslim community, which is only just over 1% of the population. But awareness has now grown enormously about Islam as a religion, and also about the people themselves and their values and compassion and so on.
Thank you. So, Michael, you had a baptism of fire this week by starting in your job in the middle of a crisis. The universities have had busy solidarity programs and vigils. What are some of the campus impressions you have gained in the stories you have covered over the week?
Well, basically, yeah, this whole event has given I guess a platform to more minority perspectives. What we found was that of the AUT Muslim students was that they felt extremely encouraged and touched by the gestures of kindness and support that they were getting, both from campus security, our fellow students, and of course the community at large. Having said that, though, there seemed to be a really strong desire for these this kindness to continue, and this embracing of Islam to continue and not just blow over in a few weeks' time when things settle down a bit. And I think that pertains to what David was saying about the media pursuing this look into minority perspectives and continuing that focus.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was something I talked about with Marama Davidson this morning, talking about how the media, the society, for the government to continue thinking about this and continuing having this in the forefront of our minds, and not letting it just fade away. So what will you be looking at this week in the follow-up, Michael? There hasn't been much of a Pacific look-in with the centre's coverage this week, has there?
Well, funnily enough, it ties into to the media quite well, because there've been a lot of stories that have come out about how minority groups do feel disadvantaged in this country, including people of Islam, but also people from Pacific origins. So we are going to look at how the journalism course at AUT has been affected by, I guess, the kind of the racial divisions, and look at how advantaged Pacific students and people from minority groups are at succeeding in communications and in journalism, and finding jobs in the journalism industry. So that's probably what our focus is going to be on, but also continue to cover the racism and hate speech issue.
It sounds like a great focus. And David, last year's Pacific Media Watch reporter Rahul had a bit of a coup in reporting in his first international television live cross with the E-News Channel Africa. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah, that's pretty amazing, actually. E-News Channel Africa is one of the great startup TV sort of streaming stations in recent years. So it was great to see him doing a live cross, and he's actually going to be doing a few more reports for them as well. And I'd say working here at the Southern Cross and in the Wire and so on has really given them a good boost, and it's great to see our graduates going out there and being part of this whole story globally. And maybe just a word about Time magazine's coming out with this next edition, and the cover is actually designed by Ruby Jones, Dunedin artist. She's living overseas now, I gather, but she just did a creation very early on, with two women together, one representing Pacifica Māori communities and one hijab and so on, which simply took off virally. And so Time commissioned her to do this cover, of the theme, what terror can't divide, and really sums up our working together in this nation. It's actually quite, from a very tragic event, it's quite uplifting to realise that we actually have a lot of unity in the country as well, and a lot of inspiration.
And a lot of love, which is good.
Yeah.
So you can read all the updates on those reports at asiapacificreport.nz. Thank you very much to David and Michael. It's been great to have you back.
That was the Southern Cross.